Karen, was this event designed to choose a candidate to endorse?
No, the two groups involved here, the Chesapeake Bay Foundation and 1,000 Friends of Maryland, can't make political endorsements. But the gathering drew hundreds of activists who were eager to size up the contenders. Here's Allison Prowse, Maryland director of the Bay Foundation.
I hope you will view this as the beginning of a year-long dialogue. Over the coming months, I encourage you to ask questions of the candidates, research, make your own decision as to how best to obtain cleaner, healthier waters, a smarter path forward for growth in Maryland so that we grow in a sustainable way.
So, Karen, that's a big mouthful. What do you think the headline is here?
Well, I thought actually the kind of good news was that everyone showed up. All three Republicans and all three Democratic tickets were represented. The Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown was called away at the last minute because his father is ill, but his running mate, Howard County Executive Ken Ullman, came instead. So we really had a full house there. Everyone, I think you could say, everyone wanted to be viewed as a friend of the Bay and the environment, including the more conservative Republican candidates, Charles Lawler and David Craig. In the case of the Democrats, it was a clear contest of who could be greener. Here's Doug Gansler, who highlighted his aggressive steps as Attorney General to enforce environmental laws. He took a back seat only to Delegate Heather Mazur, pointedly excluding Brown and Ullman.
Other than Delegate Mazur, who has voted the right way on almost every environmental bill, there's only one true environmentalist in this race for governor.
Was there a particular issue debated?
Well, the elephant in the room was the so-called rain tax, which, you know, is designed to curb stormwater runoff. Some of the counties now are refusing to impose it or just doing a one penny fee, things like that. The state is moving aggressively to try to punish them. This promises to be a major issue during the General Assembly session next year. But the candidates mostly tiptoed around it. Delegate Ron George, a Republican candidate, said rebuilding of the Conowingo Dam is a more immediate concern. But stay tuned.
Okay, Karen, a lot of issues here to think about. Thanks very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Back to you, Matt.